Well, I don't think I saw the first 20 of them or so, or maybe more than that. And that's a good thing for us right now, that many one-goal games. You're a goal and holding one off the board and getting one from winning a lot more hockey games. So the fact that they're tight, it's as simple as playing a little better defensively. And our offensive scheme, to be honest with you, I like it's coming together. We've had... LA doesn't give you a whole lot of opportunity to show it, but in our games prior to that, we're getting more action in the offensive zone. We're creating more off our forecheck and off our puck control. So a little better defensively, a little more action around the net. Power play as well will help you with that. And then you're, instead of losing 3-2, you're winning 3-2.
Al's not on the ice this morning, and no. Michael Hutchinson is. What's going on there, please?
Al, he's day-to-day. A little issue in the last game. He didn't feel necessarily bad after the game, but he felt something, and then the next day felt it a little bit more. So Al's day-to-day, and Hutchie's back.
What does Al have?
What's that?
What does Al have?
Bad attitude.
Besides that, we already knew that.
Bad attitude and hurt feelings. Lower body. It's minor.
Keith Ellerby?
Lower body, it's minor. Yeah, he's day-to-day as well.
What? Just Zach Bogosian is around the team skating a bit. Is he close?
I don't know the answer to it because of the nature of the injury. He said he felt better today. So it's clear it's not a concussion, but it's being treated in some ways. We're going to, you do how much can you do today? We're going to do 5 minutes more. The next day, 5 minutes more. You get out there and something happens, it tightens up on you. You're kind of back to day one a little bit. So he's getting better. Said he felt good, but I don't have an answer for you.
You weren't coach of the Jets when Solani came back to Winnipeg for the first time, and it was quite a special moment.
Yeah, it was.
And this is probably the last time he's going to play against...
Everybody keeps saying that, eh? Yeah. I think I've heard that story before.
Oh, yeah, you don't believe it?
Well, why would you? Why just go on recent history, the last 5 years, it's the last year, and watch him play. So I'd like to see him play again next year. I think everybody here in town would.
Paul, last time you were here, you told me you were trying not to draw conclusions because it was so new with the group. Now it's been a couple of months. What have you learned about your hockey team?
Well, we're just further along in some parts and behind in some others. And that's as general and broad a statement as you can make about your team. There are pieces here that I really like, and I think we have a clear idea of the direction that we're going in team in terms of style of play. Where our big challenge is routines, habits, and that's what we're working on a daily basis.
Is it a good morning skate today?
For what I want out of a morning skate, it was closer to it. Right, so you want your, and let's be clear, we used to go in and watch Pittsburgh's morning skate when they're in the heyday and think, we got a chance tonight, and very soon after the puck drop, realized we didn't. So let's not put too much emphasis on the quality of your morning skate, because we've seen it enough times both ways go the other way on you. But it's about what you're trying to accomplish in your morning skate, how you're trying to set your mindset, how you're trying to set your mood, and the recognition now that it's on, the game is starting to come. So, yeah, reasonably happy with that. We still couldn't get kicked out of a library, but we're getting there.
And what have you heard about Redmond's and Sherratt's development down there?
Both playing very well. Both the guys that deserve to have an opportunity to come up. And, I saw Redmond in practices and skates while he was here, and now I need to see him in some games. So they both have deserved to be here. And for Redmond that's going in tonight, he's going to get a good chance to show what he can do defensively.
After the last game, Paul, have you had a chance to talk to Pavlik, or is that kind of...
I've talked to probably 12 guys after the last game. The substance of those conversations you don't get. But I will tell you kind of what I said after the game. I didn't take him because I thought he was the weak link in the chain in that game. I thought he was as good as everybody else was in the first period. If he had played 5 games going into that, I might have left him. But your first game back, I'm looking up and there's 16 shots, there's 3 goals. 48 shots, 9 goals, there's nothing I'm letting any goaltender of ours sit through.